Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine. Now we're going to move on to our new regular segment, which I'm calling Macca's Opinion, but Macca's calling it something else.
Macca here.
The idea is that we give Macca some clear airtime where he can express a point of view about something. It's a way of actually trying to keep Macca a bit managed and contained, which, you know, for most listeners out there, you know that that is a bit of a challenge. Anyway, Macca, what is your topic for today? I did give a bit of a hint earlier on. I talked about the three red pronged symbol.
I always think of the devil's fork when I hear that. Perhaps you're right. But I'm sure you've heard the latest news on Westpac, the 23 million breaches by Westpac of the anti-money laundering laws. Now, Adele Ferguson has written an article today in the Fairfax Press. It's headed, Westpac's 23 million breaches could be the tip of the iceberg. Now, AUSTRAC, which is the government organisation that follows the money trail in Australia, deals mainly with money laundering. It alleges Westpac ought to have detected 12 customers who made almost 3,000 transactions to the Philippines, including to a person convicted of child exploitation and another doing deals with a person arrested for running live child sex shows as having transfer patterns indicative of child exploitation. Now, the regulator, AUSTRAC, warned Westpac executives as far back as 2013, but the reality is this has been going on since 2009. That they warned them that frequent low-value payments to the Philippines were a red flag for the funding of child sexual abuse. Westpac management were also briefed in 2016. And it's these allegations and these inquiries that 12 customers made almost 3,000 transactions that were indicative of the risks for child exploitation payments. Now, this is different to normal banking scandals. This is different. For example, one customer alone, known as customer number one, sent $132,000 in hundreds of smaller payments to people in the Philippines, including a person who was arrested, as I said, for running a live streaming live child sex show. Another customer, customer number 12, made transactions after Westpac learned, I'll say that again, made transactions after Westpac learned he'd been convicted of child sexual exploitation previously. So is there any shame at Westpac? Of course, there's been lots of weasel words. There's been lots of spin from an organisation that knew about the problems. It knew for years, and you know what? It did nothing. The CEO, Mr. Hartzer, has apologised and said he was utterly horrified to learn of the detailed allegations potentially involving child exploitation. He's vowed personally to lead an investigation to get to the bottom of the scandal. What weasel words. He signalled he doesn't intend to resign. Yes, mate, let's form a committee. Let's take lots of time in the hope we'll forget, pay consultants and lawyers and try and shift the blame. Your chair on Friday, Lindsay Maxted, apologised unreservedly for the mass breach. We're talking about thousands of cases here. He backed the CEO and he also ordered a review to ensure there is accountability for the scandal. You know who's accountable? You guys are. You don't need to have a review. You guys are. You're paid millions of dollars a year to run that bank, right? Not to facilitate child sexual abuse. There's no coming back from the situation without retribution. The bank says the notion that any child has been hurt as a result of any failings by Westpac is deeply distressing and we're truly sorry. Think about that. Think about that when you bank your bonuses. Think about that when you talk to your, when the CEO and the chair, when you speak to your children and your grandchildren this weekend and explain to them how that happened, how this has happened, how truly sorry and distressing it is. These accusations are so horrendous, it's a breach of the bank's social licence. It's so extreme that shareholders, customers and the community require the spilling of management blood. There have to be consequences. And in the event that Westpac is fined, which is likely to be millions and millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, they'll spend millions on lawyers and consultants to try and make it look better or to try and make us forget that they facilitated child sexual abuse. Any fine that the regulator imposes should go to supporting the victims of this abuse, not just in the Philippines, but here in Australia, not to consolidated revenue, Mr. Prime Minister, not to shore up the budget bottom line. The chairman, the CEO and other executives who are more interested in their bonuses than complying with the law should lose their bonuses and their jobs. Their lack of action is, in my opinion, no better than people who sexually abuse children. What's the difference between a bank executive and a paedophile? Not much. One facilitates the payment, the other one takes it out. I hope that the chair and the CEO understand what they've done. As of Wednesday, I've closed my Westpac accounts and sold my Westpac shares. What you do is up to your conscience. And I say to the Australian Federal Police, you need to investigate this facilitation of child sexual abuse. The penalties are huge and they need to be pursued. That's what I think.
Wow. Mac, I wanted to ask you, you said that there was a review done in 2013 and 2016.
Yep.
What happened to those? Why has no action taken place?
I don't know. Perhaps they're too busy calculating their bonuses. But look, the bank has made some changes to the electronic system that monitors this. The millions and millions of payments that happen, the majority of them are legitimate, but there are patterns that AUSTRAC warned Westpac about, told Westpac about. And don't forget Adele's article. She talks about there's a statute of limitations. This is why this only goes back to 2013. She says it actually goes back to 2009. This has been going on for 10 years. So, you know, the bank said they didn't know. Why didn't they know? You know, and it says they were aware of who some of these customers were and what their history was. Why? Why do they allow this to happen? You know why? Because they don't care. All they care about is sitting on their fat asses, filling up their fat wallets with the wages of sin. They need to think about the kids that have been sexually abused and that the transfer of money has facilitated that, not just in Australia, but in the Philippines and other countries. They shouldn't just hang their heads in shame. They are a disgrace, an absolute disgrace. And I hope that the Australian Federal Police pursue these people with the same vigour that they pursue Australians, and quite rightfully, that go to places like the Philippines to abuse children. There's no difference in my mind to what these executives have allowed to happen. None.
Don't forget the Joy fundraiser, Joy Nation. Jump onto the Joy website. Yes. And just donate away.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.